Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, March the 21st, Monday, March the 21st of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got another introduction to the introduction to the introduction. Because this is such an important topic that we're going to be discussing when we're talking about forbidden knowledge and the forbidden religion. I had to make sure, and I want to make sure, because what happened to me is probably going to happen to you, and it probably has already happened. And I had a question for a good brother, my brother Artis, and Brother Artis was telling me that, you know, he had or has this feeling of like lethargy or hopelessness or helplessness. And I just responded like, "Hey, brother, welcome to the club." And I didn't think about how 20 years ago when I went through this, how it impacted me and how I was, you know, damn near suicidal. And so I want to make sure that you understand the depths of my concern for the information that is going to be shared moving forward. Because what's going to happen to you, if it's not already happening to you, is you're going to have this feeling like, what's the use? You're going to have this feeling like my children went through, and one of, as I told you guys before, one of the biggest mistakes I made as a father was sharing some of this information with my children before they were ready, because they were not able to, you know, assimilate that information. Most adults cannot assimilate this information, let alone children. Last night I stayed up really, really late. Last night I just couldn't sleep because I was really wrestling with even to do the show. I'm still wrestling with whether to record it and make it available. So I'm still praying about how to proceed, because as you will see, you know, if you share this information that I'm going to be sharing with you with other people, you know, there's the, I forgot what they call it, but the number I think is like 13 or 14 right now of scientists, holistic scientists who are dead, who come up missing for talking about and sharing certain information. And we're going to be discussing and sharing that information, some of it anyway. And so today's message is actually just a warning, or I just want to make sure you understand what you are embarking upon before proceeding. Because when we talk about forbidden knowledge and forbidden religion, it is a reason why it is forbidden. It is a reason why it is hidden. It is a reason why it is occult. It is a reason why people don't understand it, or people don't tune into it. There is a reason, my brothers and sisters, why this information is not readily available, especially, let's take one aspect, just one little piece of it. You know, when I told you guys a few years ago, I guess, well, maybe a year ago, when I shared this information about blood types, and I, you know, man, created a hornet's nest or a firestorm just by sharing information about that, what we're going to be talking about in the area of blood, that we're going to be talking about in you know, other information, economics, other information about nutrition and diet, and then the spiritual aspect of it and how we have been lied to, and how the evil brother and how the strong wind has basically controlled and confused everybody. And I've done the show on Christos and Christos. Now, this is what is really mind-blowing to me, is that a lot of the information is just a rehashing or a resharing of the information. But what happens when their information that you get, it seems like there's no end to it, or it seems like there's no hope? And so one of the things I want to make sure that you understand is to make sure that you read John and Ephesians 2, John 10 and Ephesians 2. Anytime you feel hopelessness, you have to read Ephesians chapter 2. Anytime you feel lethargic, or anytime you feel like, man, what's the use, and you just want to throw up and just want to give up, you have to read John chapter 10. Because Yahushua says, I'm coming back for my sheep. He said, I'm a good shepherd, I'm coming back for my sheep. See, I'm not, based on my blood type, I'm not a good sheep. So if I was to listen to what I'm going to share with you, like I did, see, nobody taught me this. I asked God because I wanted to know, because I knew something was wrong with me, but nobody could tell me what was wrong with me. Everybody just said, hey, yeah, man, dude, you need medication. You know, you got mental issues. You know, you got arrested development disorder, or you got bipolar disorder, or you got schizophrenia, or, you know, you got some mental health issues. Then, you know, people just said, oh, man, that brother, you know, as you guys have seen on some of my Facebook posts, you know, oh, man, this guy's a Luciferian, this guy's a demon, a devil, or this or that. And so you may have experienced some of those same things from family members or from friends as well. But anybody can look at something and say what it is, but how many people can change it or assist it through the process of making a change or making some type of an improvement? That's what this series is about, brothers and sisters. I'm not here just to show you your flaws. Anybody can, you know, a blind Stevie Wonder could show you that. But after you see your flaws, what do you do next? That's what I'm about. That's what this series is about. That is why this is so important. Because most people, they would listen to me talk about the problem, and they disconnect, and they never tune in again, and their life sucks. Brothers and sisters, if you just listen to the problem without really understanding the solution, guess what's going to happen to you? Same thing. It is so important that I can't even put it into the English language. There's no words that can express, because what happens, according to the scriptures, hope deferred waxes or makes the heart cold. That's what's happening to you. Because the same thing happened to me. See, I was a young whippersnapper, man. I wanted to be a millionaire. You know, I wanted to, you know, wine, women, and song. You know, I wanted to live the American dream. And then reality slapped me upside the head. And I realized that the American dream was for Americans. And that usually meant, you know, Caucasian, blonde hair, blue eyes. And, yeah, when I looked in the mirror, I didn't fit the bill. And that resulted in what I call learned hopelessness. See, you're not born hopeless. You learn it. After repeatedly, see, people try repeatedly to do the right thing. But after repeated failure, people learn hopelessness. Now, hopelessness is a dangerous thing, because hopelessness says there is no solution to my issue or to my problem. Now, I don't know if you really, really understand how dangerous that is, brothers and sisters, because if I can convince you that your problem is not solvable, what do? I can convince you that your problem is not solvable, what do? If I can present facts to you and tell you, based upon your blood type, you know, hey, you're not part of God's elect. So what do? What happens about the doctrine of election? You know, the first time I heard the doctrine of election, I left the church, went out back into the world. Have you ever studied our Calvinism, Tulip, total depravity? Have you ever studied Calvinism, one of the most dangerous doctrines on the planet? Because what happens if you know, there's vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor? Now, I'm not saying Calvinism is not a true doctrine. It is a truth. It is not the truth. That is why, brothers and sisters, you cannot learn something and stop. Because where you stop at might be the position that results in hopelessness or helplessness. And you learned it. You wasn't born with it. Somebody taught it to you. So learned helplessness is the same thing as learned optimist. So you can learn how to be optimistic the same way that you can learn how to be hopeless and helpless. Most black folks, the reason why we are in the position that we're in is because we're helpless. We don't see a way out of our predicament. We look at it and we see, you know, black on black crime. We see we apply for the same job as our Caucasian brothers and sisters and they get it and we don't. We go to the bank. We got the same qualifications, and it just seems the system, white privilege is everywhere. And so when we talk to the African Americans, we're still suffering from the psychological effects of Willie Lynch and the psychological effects of slavery. What does that do to you? How does it make you feel, brother? How does it make you feel, sister? It makes you feel hopeless. And then you tune in and you send somebody like me, and then based upon your blood type and based upon your name, based upon your life path number, you know, you're a card-carrying Luciferian. What do you do with all of this information? Well, if you do anything like I did, you know, hey, like January 1st, 2009, you know, I was ready to punch my ticket. And thankfully, by the grace and mercy of Yahuwah, through his son Yahushua, not yet. Not yet. Wasn't my time. So everything I teach, I go through the experience of something first before I ascertain the knowledge of something second. Let me make sure you understand what that means. See, I experience something first, and I read about it, or I get the spiritual understanding of it second. I experience it in real life before I ever speak about it in metaphysical life second. I experience it in the real world scenario first before I ever experience it in a hypothetical scenario second. Hopelessness, my brothers and sisters, is the result of having that inverted. Hopelessness results is when you get knowledge first and you have no experience to go along with it. That's why I give a warning with all of my shows, and I don't recommend these, you know, baby Christians to listen to my shows because they don't have no experience to go along with their knowledge. You see, no hope means desperate. It means grief. It means impossible to solve, resolve, or accomplish. So all will and no knowledge is the definition of hopelessness for me. So you can have a lot of zeal, you can, but if you ain't got no knowledge to go along with that zeal, because zeal is the absence of experience. So you have zeal. See, people go 100 miles an hour, for example. The first time I ever ran in track and field in an open quarter, one lap around, the coach told me to pace myself. You want to run the first 100 full speed. You want to go the second 100, the back half of the 220, about three-quarter speed or about half speed. And then the third 100, you want to pick it up. And then the last 100, you want to give it all you got. I'm like, no, man. I want to come out the gate, and I want to blast. I have the endurance, and I could run the entire open quarter, one lap around the 440 or the 400-yard dash. You see, I had no experience. I had all zeal, but I had no knowledge. The coach tried to tell me, you know, it's world-class athletes even pace themselves, even though they had a, you know, their speed, because their training carries them, and it makes it look like they're running full speed, but they are not. They have the ability to run at a pace that allows them to rest, so that way they have something left for the last 100. But see, I didn't listen because I had all zeal, but I had no knowledge. I had a lot of zeal, but I had no actual experience of running a full 40-yard dash. So the first time I jumped out there in the quarter, I took out at full speed after that first 330, which is the 100 yards left. I was in first place. I had 100 yards left, and then they call it the bear. The bear jumped on my back, and I don't care how hard I was. My lungs started hurting. My hamstrings tightened up, and I was moving in slow motion. And I went from first to dead last. Why? No experience. All zeal. See, I knew, but the coach tried to tell me, hey, man, you need to save a little bit because that last 100 yards is the most difficult. And I'm trying to express, expose, and expand, my brothers and sisters, is that be very careful, because the information that is getting ready to be shared can and does have the potential to create hopelessness. I'm warning you in advance. So after every show, it may be in your best interest to read John 10 and read Ephesians 2, where the two seeds that are far off, the two dispositions that are far off, can come together to create one new disposition. Because you are going to be very disappointed. You're going to be very angry. You're going to be very upset at me. The first time I shared this information again, like, I got death threats. There was this whole group, you know, like I said, it got up to almost five before, well, maybe not that many, but it was a lot of comments. Before I finally exited, I had people very angry at me. And I'm warning you in advance. because this information will create learned hopelessness. Because when I share it with you, you're not going to see a solution. Please stick around throughout the entire 10-hour series. I'm warning you in advance. Or every night after each series, please read John chapter 10. Please read Ephesians chapter 2. Where Jesus, where Yahushua, where the real Yahushua, not Jesus, not the Chris, not the Cretan, but the Christos, the implement of Yah. Now remember, you may have to go back and listen to the series that I did on the twin flames. Because again, one flame is false, the other flame is real, but they both look like flames. One provides hope. The other provides hopelessness. One provides optimism. The other provides pessimism. One creates despair. One creates grief. One creates desperation. One makes you feel inadequate. One makes you feel irritable. So I'm doing this series. I'm going to share information, especially on the blood type. Man, oh, man, I've done this so many times. And like I said, I'm still praying and debating about, number one, to even share it, and then number two, to even record it. So if I do share it, I probably won't make it available to you for a download for you to keep it because it's too dangerous. And it creates inside of you because, again, the system is designed to create this feeling. Because that's when you're the most vulnerable. That's when the enemy comes in at a flood. See, he don't hit you when you're at your highest point. He gets people like me to come in and share information with you before you're ready. And then you look at it and you say, oh, man, this is impossible. I can't solve it. I'm unable to learn it. I don't have the skill. I don't have the ability. I don't have the talent to ascertain or to see. This is hopeless. So the Bible says hope deferred waxes the heart cold. That's when the enemy got you. You see, the enemy, if he could plant that seed and he uses truth, the devil always uses. He lies by omission. He never tells a lie. He tells a truth that is absent of its entirety. That creates hopelessness. So hope deferred. Notice the hope is deferred. Notice the hope is coming, but it's deferred. So the hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is the tree of life. Okay, hold on a minute. Notice it didn't say knowledge of good and evil. Proverbs chapter 13 is one of the most profound verses that you must hopefully memorize before listening to this series. That's why I'm doing all of these introductions. Because right now, because you don't really understand what I'm about to share with you. You think it's just another message. It took me 20 years to assimilate what I'm going to share with you. 20 years. 20 years. So I'm going to share some information with you during this series that took me 20 years to reconcile. It destroyed my life. Destroyed. It didn't mess it up. It destroyed my life. It destroyed my first marriage. It destroyed my job. It destroyed my relationship with my children. It destroyed my relationship with God. It destroyed my life. Why do you think I've never shared it with anybody? Why do you think I'm irrational? Why do you think I was up all night last night really asking and praying, God, do you really want me to share this now? And if I can figure out a way to get out of sharing it, I ain't sharing it. If I have to, I will, because I promised the Father. I promised God, the big G, not the little G, on January the 1st of 2009, if you show me the truth, not a version of it, I will shout it from the rooftops. From that day to this, my life has never been the same. Because I made a promise. And the promise that I made, again, was not the way most people make promises. I wasn't trying to get anything. See, I prayed for death. When you're ready to lose your life, that's when you find it. He that tries to keep his life will lose it, but he that loses his life will find it. So on January the 1st of 2009, I tried to lose my life. That's when I found it. See, I don't know if you're at that point yet. That's why this information is so dangerous. That's why I'm doing all these introductions, because I'm trying to talk. I'll even, if you've paid money and you feel like, hey, this is not for me, I'll refund you your money. Because it ain't about money at this level. It's about your eternal understanding of the truth. That regardless of your current condition, Yahushua says, after I get my sheep, I'm coming back and I'm going to take the other shepherd's sheep. So just because you are a part or maybe a part of the other shepherd's camp, don't make the mistake that I did. Throw in the towel. Thinking that there was no hope for me. Because, see, I didn't have nobody to share with me before. I just thought that level was it. And thankfully, I didn't do nothing stupid at that level. And then I got to another level. So I got out of one box. I got into another box. I got out of one box. So that's what happens. You go from box to box to box to box to box. How long? Eternity. God is ever evolving. He's ever growing. So when do you get to that aha moment? That's it. No more learning. Close up all the books. Go sip pina coladas on the beach. When does that happen? The concept, the truth, once you understand the concept, then you stop learning as far as the overall big picture. But how you experience it and explain it to others and understand it, you never stop. You never stop understanding the twin. Every day, my mind is blown by the blood types and the God types every day. I learn something new every day. Every day, my mind is blown by Lucifer, every day, Shackley, Samael, Beelzebub, as Moses. Every day my mind is blown about the stories. I can read the stories. For example, I just learned something brand new, you know, just yesterday. Every day I learn something new. Now, I already knew it, but I understand it better. So your understanding, your consciousness grows. You don't learn. It's not necessarily that it's new. It's your understanding of it that expands. That you are always expanding in consciousness. That is why this is so dangerous. So in conclusion, my brothers, please read. Again, we'll do another intro tomorrow before we kick off the series on Wednesday. So please read Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is the tree of life. Notice how you get the tree of life. Notice how you obtain the tree of life. Notice how you obtain eternal life. Notice how. Do you have a dream to be? See, I had a dream for the truth. That's all I wanted. What's your dream? Notice how you get into the kingdom of eternity. Everybody I know teaches something different than that. Everybody. Notice how hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is the tree of life. Brothers and sisters, John 10:10 says that Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ, Yahuwah, is the good shepherd, stands at the gate. And his sheep go in and out, and they know his voice. They know his voice, his frequency, and they come to him. No other voice or frequency do they follow. Then it says, after he gets his sheep, he's coming back to get the other shepherd's sheep. That destroys the feeling of hopelessness that you are going to have after you listen in, if you listen to this series. I guarantee you, you may not be my friend. I've lost a lot of friends the last time I taught this message. That's why I'm giving all of these introductions and I'm giving all of these warnings so you know in advance you're going to feel this way. But read Proverbs 13. Read John 10:10. Read Ephesians chapter 2. After the conclusion of every series, for the next 10 nights, when we start this 10-hour series, read those three verses of scriptures, because that is the only way you're going to get through this 10-hour series. Otherwise, what took me 20 years to get through has the potential to destroy you spiritually. And it is my prayer that that does not happen. That is why I probably will not be recording this information or making it available or selling it to the public. It's just too dangerous. My brothers and my sisters, tomorrow we'll wrap it up with my last introduction to the series, Forbidden Knowledge, Forbidden Religion, the most dangerous information you'll ever hear on the planet. Guaranteed. Don't believe me? Stick around. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you, because he will never, ever, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will for you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.